Good morning. With halachas of how to kasha the sink. So let's explain the next step. We're dealing with the actual sink itself. The sink itself really is only a problem of iri. So because the hot water is coming out, it's maybe touching some chametz, which you might have in your sink, and it's then hitting the sink. So that's considered an iri klimishin of chametz. So I would kasha the sink by doing iri. I heat up my kettle, and I pour it over the surface of the sink. Even if a person would accept that that's sufficient, we need to understand the halacha is when you do kasher, you have to kasher the surface. The surface has to be dry. So a person might not be able to do all the kashering in one pouring of the kettle because it's not enough to cover the whole area. You have to make sure that you hit directly with your kettle every area of the sink. So when we do so, we need to address the process of kashering in section A of the sink, section B of the sink, section C of the sink. Let's say we'll do it in three sections. Each one we have to do the full process of kashering and then dry it off before we do the next step. When we do Hagola, the minig is that after we do Hagola, we pour cold water in case there is any remaining flavor of this in that hot water which is sitting there. We prefer that it doesn't go back in, even though it's going back as a pug, we prefer that it doesn't go back in. So we spoke about the faucets and the handles. We kasher them, and then we would pour cold water on them. I should do that immediately after we finish the kashering process in that area. So let's say I do section A of my sink. I have enough to kasher that out. So I will kasher that area. I will pour cold water over that area, and I will dry the rest of the sink. Before I kasher section B of the sink, I have to make sure that it's totally dry. Okay, so that seems to be the process we're going to do. We're going to pour on the bottom of the sink. We're going to pour on the sides of the sink. We're going to pour on the lip of the sink on top. Now, the preferred order to do this is to do the top section. So then any flavor which would run down below, eventually you're going to kasher out when you get to the bottom section as well. So a person would work from the lip of the sink, and then he would pour on the side of the sink going down. He'll keep an eye exactly how much it's pouring directly from the kettle onto that area, and then move his hand to the next area and go down as well. The next area go down, next area go down, and he's kashered his side of the side of the sink, and then he kashers the bottom of the sink. Okay, so that's theoretically sufficient. However, and there's a big however over here. We said since we follow Mia Tashmisha from Minhag Ashkenazim, is there any concern possibly that we have something which is more than just Iri Chametz, which came in through Iri? So there is. So there's a halacha, or there's a concept in halacha called Davar Gush, that a solid maintains its heat even after it leaves the Kli Rishon. So I cook something on the fire, Kli Rishon, if it's a liquid. So once it leaves the Kli Rishon, it goes into another container. It's considered in the Kli Sheni. Kli Sheni does not have the power of Bishul anymore. Kli Rishon has the power of Bishul. If I heat up water on the fire, I turn off the fire and put something into the water, that water will cook the item. Once it's in a Kli Sheni, it doesn't have the same power of Bishul. That's relevant to Hilchos Shabbos and other areas, Yerideya, etc. Even Iri Kli Rishon does have a power to cook, but it's limited in its ability to cook. It can't cook something through and through. It only cooks the outer surface of the item. However, Davar Gush, if it would be a salad which I heated on the fire, and I take the salad and I put it into another container, even though it's in a Kli Sheni, the Davar Gush has the ability to cook in the Kli Sheni. Now, that which Davar Gush has the ability is debatable. It's a machlokes. But here we have a concern. Maybe at some point I had a Davar Gush of chametz. I had a noodle which fell. I cooked it in a Kli Rishon, and then it fell by itself into the bottom of the sink. And I have this direct contact of this Davar Gush of my pasta, which is, if it's not so liquidy anymore, it's dried out. And it would have, but it has the intense heat of the Kli Rishon still. So that chometz is going into that spot of the sink directly through as a klirishin. So now you have to kasher with a klirishin. So take our sink out, put it into a gigantic big pot, and kasher your sink. Well, that's not realistic. So what can we do to kasher our sink? So theoretically, we could take a big immersion heater, boil up the water in the sink, and that's the equivalent of cooking klirishin. That's not always realistic to do. So there is a suggestion of using what's known as an oven maluban, a stone which is heated till it's very, very hot. You put the water in the sink, and then you throw in the oven maluban. The oven maluban will heat up the water, the equivalent of as if it's a klirishin. So preferably, since it's this issue of roev tashmisha versus mi tashmisha is a machlokes, and the Rosh says our minig is to be machmer. If a person is not aware that they used chometz, even though it's a good possibility, as a double gush in their sink, so many people say that in that situation you can rely on eerie. But if a person knows that they've used a double gush there, we would prefer that a person would kasher it through a process of Eben Maluban. Now that sounds a little bit intense. I want to point out that it's usually relevant only for the bottom of the sink, not for the sides. The sides are very rarely that it happens on the sides. It's more a question of something that hits the bottom of the sink. So a person can take if he has a piece of metal, can heat it up, hold it with the tongs, pliers, and as they're pouring into the sink, with the pot, the kettle, move this hot metal along, and it will heat up the water from the kettle as if it's a klirishin, and you can kasher the bottom of the sink. It's not needed to kasher the sides of the sink, only from the bottom of the sink. Have a good day.